When we bow down, Rosh Hashanah, we bring our face to the floor. It's a moment of tremendous kedusha, tremendous focus, and spiritual power. Truth be told, certainly in Teres HaChasidus, this is true every single time we say Aliyah. When we say Karim Mishtach, the person can bring down a light from Shamayim that can really combat blind the forces of impurity. What are we doing? So the Alter Rebbe, Mishneh Zalman of Liadi, explains that the idea of being Koreya, of bowing down, is to totally mevatel yourself. You realize how awesome and how great Hashem is. Infinite power, unlimited. We bow down in front of him and say, I'm nothing. I'm nothing in front of you, my king, my God. My job, my role, is to fulfill your mitzvahs. It's just not possible for me to comprehend how great you are, Hashem. To feel the simcha of that closeness and that connection. Tzaddik in Pri Tzaddik. Says Kairim, Mishtach Avim, what's Ishtach Vaya? Where you're spreading out your hands, your legs. Just giving yourself over to Hashem. When you give yourself over to Hashem in such a way, it creates what he calls a Hischadshus Balev, a total sense of renewal and rebirth. And he goes on to explain, this is not just on Rosh Hashanah, when we really bring ourselves down to the floor. Every single day, we have the ability to renew ourselves. We can become a Bria Chadasha, Mischadshus B'Divrei Torah, as we grow and we develop in our understanding of Torah, as we grow and develop in our connection with Hashem, we become a new person. Perhaps this is what we mean. Persons mevatel themselves. They feel this sense of awesomeness of Hashem and our own nothingness and our own nullification. That's a form of rebirth. Recreating ourselves in the image of Hashem, with the connection to Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Na'aseh Adam, of let us make man. Hashem says, according to the Bali Musa, Hashem's saying, come, you and me together, let's make you. So we have to play our part. Our part is to say these words, V'anachnu k'rim mishtach v'mamaydin, with full kavana. Not just to say it, but to feel it and to mean it. To focus, in as much as we can, on Hashem's awesomeness and infinity. To realize our place and our role within that. And to be born again from that point. To have be renewed and be refreshed. A deeper, stronger, long-lasting connection. Stronger resolve. A sense of mission and purpose to make Hashem's name known in this world. Through our thoughts, through our words, through our actions. Being this vehicle and this vessel. For Kiddush Shem Shamayim, and that itself should bring a sense of renewal and tremendous source of Simchat Torah.